الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program called Background of Quranic Revelations. Today we have selected a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran that is from Surah An-Nisa. Inshallah, this will be a beautiful message which we can learn from the Holy Quran today. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir of Ahl al-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliyah has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention that inshallah, I will deliver this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you can make this intention, you will watch from start to end. Remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too, inshaAllah. Verse 116, Surah An-Nisa. Let's listen its recitation first.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَمَن يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا
Translation. Allah does not forgive the attribution of a partner to Him, and He forgives that which is lesser in sin from whomsoever He wills. And whosoever ascribes a partner to Allah has indeed fallen into extreme misguidance. The part of this verse, Allah does not forgive the attribution of a partner to Him. Why this part of the verse was revealed and what is its background? Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, his opinion is as follows. This verse was revealed in the favor of a elderly Bedouin who presented himself in the prophetic court and humbly said, Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I'm old and submerged into sins, except that I have never attributed a partner to Allah since I believed in Him and did not make anyone the true disposer of affairs besides Him and did not recklessly and boldly indulge in sins. And I did not think even for a moment that I can run away from Allah. I am embarrassed, remorseful, and I repent. I seek pardon. What will be my state in the court of Allah? This verse was revealed on this occasion. And subhanAllah, what a great glad tiding was given, comfort was given to the believers. As long as one does not commit shirk, any sin one has committed, and he comes in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerely repents in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shows remorse, regret, feels guilt, makes tawbah, asks for forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive as long as he does not commit shirk. And what was the glad tiding? Allah does not forgive the attribution of partner to Him, and He forgives that which is lesser in sin for whomsoever He wills. And whosoever ascribes a partner to Allah has indeed fallen into extreme misguidance. Respective viewers, this verse is a definitive proof that shirk will not be forgiven, provided that the polytheists dies upon his polytheism. And the same ruling applies to disbelief, i.e. kufr. In fact, the scholars have deemed polytheism as disbelief here. However, the repentance of a disbeliever and polytheist is certainly accepted if they repent during their lifetime. This verse further implies that major sins, rights of Allah and that of people, and all the sins are forgivable. Although how the rights of people will be forgiven is that Allah Almighty will get the right forgiven by the people in question. It further infers that forgiveness of other sins besides disbelief and polytheism is not certain, but hoped for, because Allah Almighty stated that He may forgive whomsoever He wills. Now, who would He forgive? We don't know. Therefore, this verse does not render a person reckless in relation to committing sins, but stops a person from committing sins. So we should not be having the hope that Allah will forgive the sins that we keep on committing sins, because there's a condition, whomsoever He wills. So we never know whether His will be for us or not. So we should always be in between khawf and raja, right? The hope and fear in between the both. One should live a balanced life. One should not be having fear to its extreme that a person is always in the dominant under the fear, right? And he loses hope. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgotten. No, that should not be the case. And one should not be under this hope that Allah's mercy is great and inshallah He will forgive and keeps on sinning and sinning and sinning. No, my Islam, this should not be the case. Rather, we should be in between the both, khawf and raja, fear and hope. We should have fear that, never know, a small mistake can lead towards hellfire. And we should be having that hope, the quote of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a small good deed can lead us to Jannah, out of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear respected viewers of Madani Sharif, we should always have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart, and we should avoid any kind of sin, thinking that maybe that could lead towards the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should not miss a single small deed, because that may lead towards Jannah and towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to act upon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from committing shirk, from associating partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we live on Islam, Iman intact with us. When we depart from this mortal world, may we depart with our Iman intact. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode, with another beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, with another beautiful message from the Holy Quran. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa tasleem. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.